Kei ngā manukura o te motu rarau mai ki te hui. Ko mihi ngārangi tēnei, e mihi atu nei, kia koutou katoa. Welcome to the hui, Māori current affairs for all New Zealanders. E taro ake nei. Rangatahi Māori, caught up in the justice system, struggling to understand what's happening around them.
Then I say, okay, so tell me about it. What did the lawyer just say? What was all that talking about? And they'll just look at me blankly and go, oh no, I don't know.
Tracy Karanui Golf is the only Māori speech therapist working in the courts.
There's no words that I can describe how I was feeling about seeing my son at court and not understanding.
We meet the wahine guiding rangatahi through the justice system and changing lives.
Whānau Māori and rangatahi telling their lawyers themselves what they need or what they have understood, that is rangatiratanga. That is the mahi.
Tahuti mai. Soon I'll be talking to mental health advocate Mike King. Engari, mātua rā I tēnei pō. More than 60% of our rangatahi in the youth justice system are Māori, and many have complicated speech and language difficulties. But Tracy Karanui Golf is assisting young people to understand our complex legal system. She's currently the only full-time Māori speech and language therapist working in the justice system across Aotearoa. But she's making a big difference, helping rangatahi Māori and their whānau. And a note, we've changed the name of Tracy's client in the story to protect their identity. Anei te pūrongo a John Boynton.
For most rangatahi, the justice system is an intimidating place to be.
I've seen young people who just had headphones on, even if their phones were flat and their eyes were down. They talk about shame, about being whakama, about being isolated.
And it's a place speech therapist Tracy Karanui Golf helps rangatahi Māori to navigate.
As Māori people with brown faces, we know what profiling feels like. We know what it feels like to have just those eyes on you.
Tracy is the only full-time Māori speech therapist working as a communication assistant in our courts.
But I do know that my lived experiences mean that I'm able to connect with whānau Māori in a way that maybe non-Māori therapists can't, because we just don't have the same shared experiences.
The courtroom is a far cry from Tracy's days as a struggling solo teen mum of two boys. After finding work at a school for the deaf, Tracy was inspired to go to university to train as a speech and language therapist.
As a Māori mum at the time who left school and had been expelled, and I have, you know, 90 cousins and none of us had been to university, and only one or two of us had finished school before.
And that made her even more determined to gain her tohu, a degree in speech and language therapy. Today she works for Talking Trouble, an organisation which provides communication assistance for those caught up in the justice system.
So the person can understand all the important things that they need to understand about them, and that they can say all of the things that they need to say or answer all of the questions that they might be asked in court.
Stepping into a courtroom full of police, lawyers and a judge is intimidating for anybody, let alone a rangatahi with major speech and learning difficulties. So in 2019, when the Oranga Tamariki Act came into force, it meant by law, all young people in our court system have to understand what's going on.
And that's where Tracy comes in. You'll often see her in the courtroom with a number of tools, such as screens, post-it notes and picture cards, to help explain what's happening.
In the justice system, so often people will just agree. So if I say to you, did you get all that? Is that all good? They'll say, all good, miss. Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, I got it. Then I'll say, okay, so tell me about it. What did the lawyer just say? What was all that talking about? And they'll just look at me blankly and go, oh, no, I don't know.
Research by Talking Trouble found that 81% of rangatahi at a youth justice facility had language impairment, with 43% having severe language impairment.
And so for a young person who has lived in lots of foster homes, who has been removed by the state for care and protection issues, who has gone to lots of different schools, if I'm able to explain to the young person that that means that their language might not have developed to the same level as other children, they actually feel relieved. And they'll say to me, oh, I thought I was just dumb, miss.
Tama is a rangatahi who often thought this about himself. Tracy worked with Tama in the youth court. He's partially deaf, dyslexic, and struggles with comprehension.
What was school like for you?
When I first went, it was all right, but I started getting into trouble, into fights. Wasn't listening in school. I used to get paranoid at a few things, like at people if they say things wrong to me.
Was it hard for you to learn?
Yep, my spelling and writing, probably my reading too.
Tama's mum knew from an early age her son had both hearing and learning issues.
And when he went to school, how was he treated?
He was treated like an outsider. Kids used to tease him, call him dumb. That's really impacted on his adulthood.
She advocated for years for her son to receive the extra support at school he so desperately needed.
Being Māori, did you feel that was why he didn't receive the help
he should have? Absolutely. And that's what I always stressed when I went to MOE and what I stressed at school. I said, he's just going to be another statistic, Māori statistic. And it still upsets me today that he didn't get that help. And then I still see our Māori out there still not getting that help.
After leaving high school at a young age, Tama found himself in trouble with the law, facing serious charges.
I just hung around the wrong people. My mindset was just changed when I went around him.
He was looking at long-term imprisonment. We were so terrified. It was something that put a strain on our family for some time until Tracy actually came along.
Tracy still remembers when she first started working with Tama. And like many rangatahi in the courts, he was withdrawn and seemed like he didn't care.
He always had his headphones on all of the time. And so I asked him about that. I was like, why have you got your headphones on? Your phone's flat. You're not even listening to anything. And he said, so people won't talk to me because here everybody use big words and I never know what they're saying. So if I put my headphones on, put my hoodie on and look at the ground, less people talk to me.
It wasn't until a victim impact statement was being read out his parents realised how confused their son was.
A police officer's reading what their young man has done, and there was just nothing from this young man.
There's no words that I can describe how I was feeling about seeing my son at court and not understanding.
So Tracy drew a diagram with pictures to show the harm his actions had caused other people.
Within about three sentences of me helping that young man to understand the impact, he was crying in a way that his mum said she hasn't heard him cry since he was 2-3 years old.
Yeah, very emotional for me. We all break down, myself, my tāne, and so did the police officer.
Tracy's time with Tama transformed him from a young man on the verge of prison to someone on the path to rehabilitation.
The last time we appeared in rangatahi court, the young man stood up, he said his pepeha, he spoke to the judge.
For him to speak to the judge, that was another level. He even said his pepeha.
He's made so much progress, he's escaped conviction.
How do you feel today, now that you've been able to overcome your challenges?
Pretty good. Still finding my path there to where I actually want to be.
What would you like to say to Tracy?
I'd like to say thanks for all her help that she's done for me and being by my side by court, helping me understand stuff.
What would your advice be to other Māori whānau who are going through the same situation you did and feel like they are in a hopeless situation?
The justice system, they need to recognise that these whānau that come through court once a year, twice a year, obviously ain't getting it. So they need people like Tracy on board to take it step by step and for them to comprehend what's actually happening.
What have you learnt from working alongside whānau?
Rangatiratanga. Whānau Māori and rangatahi telling their lawyers themselves what they need or what they have understood, that is rangatiratanga. That is the mahi.
Nā John Boynton, te rāri puata. Hei muri ngā whakatairanga ka kōrero a hau, kia Mike King. Araki mai anō. In 2019, Mike King was awarded the New Zealand Order of Merit for his services to mental health and suicide prevention. But last week, King returned his tohu. He says it was an act of solidarity with whānau who feel they've been ignored by the health system. Despite budgeting $1.9 billion for mental health services in 2019, King believes little progress has been made. And in a post on Instagram, he says he's contacted every day by families begging for help after being told their children don't qualify for counselling because they are not suicidal enough. Nō reira, hei matapaki tēnei take kei tōku. Tōku tahi, nāne ko Mike King, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe.
E hoa. Gumboot Friday, a service for people suffering. Tell me what it is about. How does it work?
So Gumboot Friday is a service that we developed to meet the need of the people. Currently, the only way young people can get to see a counsellor for free is to go along to a doctor, be diagnosed mentally ill, then go on an excruciatingly long waiting list. And, you know, we're talking, if it's an eating disorder, the fastest rising mental health condition, the mental health condition with the most fatalities, you can wait up to a year for that. And then when you finally do get there, you're generally sat down in front of an often burnt out mental health worker. Our Minister of Health and the Ministry of Health say capacity is a problem, so we decided to test the market to see if there were enough counsellors out there. We were ridiculed by organisations out there funded by the Ministry of Health. We were told that you don't even know if the need's there. What we discovered was the need was definitely there and the need could be met. We ended up with 3,854 counsellors on our books at an average rate back in the early days of $124. Now it's $139.
Per session. And it's reasonably cheap.
Very cheap. I mean, when you consider, when you ask the Ministry of Health, how much does it cost to keep one child in a mental health unit, you'll see that it's, you know, the comparison.
And a specialist appointment can be anything up to, you know, 200 to 400, yeah. 500.
Well, our wait time is, so what happens is you go to gumbootfriday.com, you put in your area, the counsellors in your area come up, you click on a counsellor's name, they'll contact you inside 48 hours, and our current turnaround is 6 days or under. So within 6 days,
so
you'll be...
Where are all your counsellors coming from?
Right around the country. They just register. We've got all, and they're all private. Mm. These are all people that don't want to work for the Ministry of Health and the DHBs. These are fully qualified mental health professionals.
What's the feedback from them?
It's outstanding. They want more sessions. Mm. So the only issue we've got isn't an issue of capacity, it's an issue of no one wants to pay. So we've been trying to pay.
A charity, you've been doing the hikoi, but it's not enough.
My charity has been giving out free counselling sessions since 2015, but we put it to the public of New Zealand in 2019. The public got behind us. They donated $1.5 million for free kids counselling, and so we've been doing it ever since.
But you're a pretty familiar face these days, Mike, because of all the work that you've done, and you'd know a few ministers. Have you hit, you know, where is the problem? Where's the problem with the funding? What do they say to you?
I don't know. Where is the money? You try and OIA the Ministry of Health, and they just completely ignore you, or they'll send you a piece of paper with so many redacted comments on it. It tells you nothing. I challenge the Ministry of Health to tell us where the money's gone, and I don't think they know. Seriously, I don't think they know.
Well, I'll tell I have to, because I did ask them today to come on the program, and they've declined to do that, but they have said that, you know, they're investing in youth-specific mental health wellbeing services. They've got the $1 million to Youthline for young people. They've also got the 2019 school-based services for Decile 5. The 2018, they've invested in Mana Ake, which is the Stronger for Tomorrow, reaching the years 1
Okay, let's use Mana Ake just as an example of what they're doing. And this isn't a criticism of Mana Ake. It is a wonderful scheme.
Yes.
However, it's in 5 centres. The idea behind Mana Ake is to get social workers into pods and then be allocated schools and get around the schools. Well, anyone with any, you know, any knowledge of schools know that some schools have thousands of students.
Yep.
So you could have 500 social workers in those areas and it wouldn't be enough. It's coming out, it's going to cost $28 million to run and $10 million to $38 million in 5 centres, $38 million. For $38 million in 5 centres, that's 300,000 free counselling sessions, which we could give to New Zealand kids nationwide. Now, I'm not saying this is an instead of.
It's an as well as.
Mm. But the Ministry of Health and all of their arrogance, they decide what goes, they decide what should be funded and what shouldn't be funded.
And so when they say to you, well, actually...
The Minister of Health even said to me when I was in his office, the day he went on RNZ and said that there was no, there weren't enough councils for the day. I told him we had 3,800. But the first thing he said to me when he walked in, he goes, wow, what is it about you? As soon as I mention your name to the Ministry of Health, it's like, whoa.
Well, what is it? Is it? They've told you to go through the tender process and, you know, when you do that, what happens?
Well, in order to go through a tender process, they have to have put out a tender that you apply for, you know, a tender that your organisation fits in. We do face-to-face counselling for 5 to 24-year-olds. They keep referring us back to a tender that they have for 12 to 24-year-olds. 40% of the kids that use Gumboot Friday are 11 and under. This is how...
So what are you meant to do? You meant to say, sorry, wait till you turn 12?
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. This is how out of touch these morons down at the Ministry of Health are, and they're morons. They don't know that 40% of the counselling services out there are for kids 11 and under. That's how out of touch they are. We, my organisation, have spoken to more kids face-to-face in this country than all of their people put together. They sit down there and they talk to their friends who have written papers. Tristram's written a great paper on suicide prevention, and they ignore the people that utilise these services.
So you've given your tohu back. Now what? Where to from here?
Oh, well, I'm not finished. You know, like I saw Jacinda's condescending response to me. Oh, it's just Mike. We all know what Mike's like. I'm telling the nation now, I haven't begun to fight. So the next thing I want the people of New Zealand, if you have, in two paragraphs, if you could send me a small paragraph on how the Ministry of Health and the mental health system has let your child down, and in a lot of cases killed your child, send me that and I will make sure that that goes in front of everyone in New Zealand, the Ministry of Health, the Prime Minister. I will make it so they can't ignore you. mike@keytolife.org.nz. You send it to me. We can beat these people. These people, their days of telling the people of New Zealand what they're going to are over.
Is there still any chance that, you know, the Ministry of Health and Gumboot Friday can work together?
Well, you'll have to ask them. They said that they want to meet. Tony with an I said that she was willing to meet with me. I challenge you, Tony, on any platform, nationally, let's have this conversation in front of people, not stuck behind a closed door down in Wellington with your patronising ngā mihis.
Aye.
So ngā mihi to you.
Hara mai ki rungi te hui and have a wānanga with us. Tēnā koe, Mike. Thanks for coming on this evening. Ko Mike King tērā. A kua ke nei, ka kōrero hau ki te kanohi hou o Teihana Toru kia Ōrini Kaipara. hoki mai anō. While in 2019, Orini Kaipara made headlines, becoming the first wahine Māori with a moho kauai to read the news on a mainstream news bulletin. Last week, she made headlines again, joining TV3 as the new anchor for its 4:30pm bulletin. But what you may not know about Orini is that she is also a graduate of Kōhanga Reo, Kura Kaupapa Māori, an award-winning journalist and a songwriter, and a mum of four. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe.
Nau mai, tau mai. Ki te teihana nei. Ko rōnei koe e poipoi ana i tō tātou reo rangatira i runga i te teihana. He moimoia tēnei moi?
Ai, me pono taku kōrero i awe tamariki ana ko tētahi o ngā mahi i te kura. Hei whakaputa pea i te wairua i ngā whakaro auaha i a mātou e tamariki ana me te mōheo kāore he rau e mi i ngā kura kaupapa reira. Tau no reira, me auaha kā tika. Ko tētahi o ngā tino mahi, ko te noho, me te mātaki a koutou i runga o te karere i e rātau a Tini Molyneux mā ko tāku. Ia te wā, ko au a Tini Molyneux.
Ko au hene rangi lakua.
Kā ko koe a mihi ngārangi Forbes i tau au. Oh, ia koe i te kura, ai.
I te wharikura, te kura tini, ko Hini Rangi Lakman ahau.
Ai, koeira te tino mahi au e tamariki ana. E hara i te mea i wawata ahau i tērā wā kia eke ahau ki te pauaka whakātā i te mea kāore au i whakapono kataia, ne? Mm. E rātau, ko rātau noeho ko te karere te hōtaka Māori, reo Māori, noaiho i runga i te pauaka whakaata, koeira i hirahira ai, i hiahia ai ahau ki te whai a rātau i te mea i kite ahau, e ora ana te reo, he mahi e tae ana e au te kōrero i taku reo Māori. Nō reira, ki te whakautu au i tō pātai, ai he moe moe a.
Hoi anō ko eke, e tipu koe te reo i te kōhanga, i te kura, i te wharekura, ko koutou te tuatahi. Ki o whakaaro, e kite ana tātou i te tīmata tanga o te pua, waitanga o Tawarianga, inai nei?
Pātai paitera mehi, ki taku ti tiro kua roa a kutua kana a kutungāne e mahi ana i ngā mahi, e hara i te mea kai mua i te aruaro. Ko te amorangi ki mua, ko mātou te hāpai o kā noho ki muri i ngā wā katoa. Engari, e hiareanga kua puta i ngā kura kaupapa Māori, i ngā kōhanga reo o te motu, au atu i te 30 tau, kia au e kite ana hau kua hua te kautau pea, rātau i ngā rāngai roia, ture, rata, he rata, ngā raukura, e piki tonu ana, e piki tonu ana. Kua au pea tētahi o ngā kanohi maha, kua puta i ngā tatau o Hoani Waititi Marae, kua eke ki te pauaka whakaata. Engari, mo tēnei mahi, te pānui ngā karere reo Pākehā. He taumata anō tērā.
Hei tukatai. Kāre kore ka mauria mai o Pūkenga, whakahua reo Māori me e rā āhuatanga. He rautaki anō tau mō te teihana nei?
He rautaki anō tau, he pātai pai te rā mihi ngārangi. He rautaki engari me pupuri, me mau ki te kete. Ai, kei panaia, kāhore. Kāhore, ko taku hiahia kia āta whāngai tia te reo Māori. Ki runga i ngā hōtaka, ki runga i taku hōtaka, i te mea kāre au i te pīrangi noho, hei teko noeho, kā mahue, kā moumou taku reo Māori. Engari kāre hoki au i te hiahia ki kia warea te hunga mātakitaki i te reo Māori. E me taurite te noho, ko taku rautaki, i enei marama, he āta kōkuhu i te reo, ki runga i te hōtaka, ki Wāinganui anoho ki i takutira, i konei toru. Mohi ana au, ko te manawaru, ko te kuanga o te ngākau, e tūwhera ana. Ngā ngākau o te hunga e mahi ana ki konei ki toru, ki News Hub, e tūwhera ana hoki ngā whakaro ki tō taiwa reo. He mea nui tērā, koeira tētahi o ngā tino maunga me kake e tātou katoa huri i Aotearoa.
He kōrero tau mō te hunga rangatahi nei nei, mā takitaki ana i a koe i rungi te pauka whakaata?
He kōrero āku ki te hunga rangatahi. Ai, whai a te iti kahurangi. Hea te rā iti kahurangi, kai a koe tonu te tikanga, kaua rawa e tuku i tō mana ki raro i te tahi atu, kaua hoki e mataku. E mataku ki te ao hurihuri, e mataku ki te noho pūmau ki tō ahurea Māori, ki tō tuakiri Māori, ki tō reo Māori, ki au tikanga anō hoki ko o tīpuna kai o pokohiwi ao te pōpō te ao. Ka mutu me he mea he moko kanohi ou, tōu he mataora rānei, he moko kauai rānei. Ne, kua turakina e tahi taupānui i tēnei ao ko tāku ki a koutou e tū, tūrangatira, Ai, tū whakaitia no hoki.
Rangatire i rā, i rā kupu, tēnā koe, te tōkana. Ko hikina te hui e hoa mā, hei whakakapi i te marama puoro o Aotearoa. Anei te waiata te pū, nā ngā tungāne tuare, noho rumaira. Te puta more tau te akaterea. Te anui te kune, te whe, te kore, te pō. Ki ngā tangata māri, nā rangi raua ko papa. Ko tēnei te timatanga o te ao. I onu i oroa i o matua. Tāne nuiarangi, tāne tokorangi, tāne te wānanga, tāne mahuta e. Korangi ki runga, ko papa ki raro, ka puta ki te whai ao ki te amarama. Turuki paneke, turuki panuku, eke, eke, tāne whareka, wa tēnei te rā kainui, te rā koi wa mahuta ake, ko te pauka whetī, piti kawa e hine, piti kawa e papa, te aka, te rea, ka tipu, hako te toro toro, hako te ringa.
Tiri tiri a pau pau a ki te mata o te whenua. Mata, mata, a ko te hiringa o te mahara.
Made with support from New Zealand on Air.